This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is moving ahead with the twin target of achieving the growth of the agriculture sector and the rural prosperity. Addressing the post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity virtually yesterday, Mr. Modi said that India's resolve to move towards the goal of the developed India is very clear. He said they are working towards the building of India where farmers become prosperous and empowered. Mr. Modi said that the government's effort is to ensure no farmer is left behind and to advance every farmer. He said considering the agriculture as the first engine of development, the government has accorded the farmers a place of pride. The Prime Minister said that the government has announced the PM Dhan Krishi Yojana in the Union Budget under with the focus of the development of 100 districts with the lowest agriculture productivity in the country.
आज भारत का कृषि उत्पादन रिकॉर्ड स्तर पर है 10-11 साल पहले जो कृषि उत्पादन 265 मिलियन टन के करीब था वो अब बढ़कर 330 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा हो गया है इसी तरह बागवानी में जुड़ा उत्पादन बढ़कर 350 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा हो गया है ये हमारी सरकार के बीज से बाजार तक की अप्रोच का परिणाम है
The Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday reviewed the security situation in Manipur and directed to ensure the free movement of people on all the routes in the state from the 8th of March. Chairing the high-level meeting at the security situation in the presence of Manipur Governor, the Ajay Kumar Bhalla in New Delhi, Mr. Shah directed to take strict action against those creating obstructions of the roads. Mr. Shah directed the fencing work on both the sides of the designated entry points along with Manipur's international border should be completed at the earliest. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with the security forces in Sukma district yesterday. After receiving the intelligence inputs about the presence of the Maoist in Kistaram area, a joint team of DRG and CRPF was sent to the area. The Maoist ambushed the security personnel in the forest and started indiscriminate firing. The security forces retaliated the firing. In the exchange of fire, two Maoists were killed. The security forces recovered the body of the killed Maoist, and the search operation is still going on in this area. In Uttarakhand, 50 workers have been rescued safely so far after the avalanche in Manga district and Chamoli district, while the search and the rescue operation for the remaining five is on the way. Meanwhile, the death of four injured workers have been confirmed. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted the aerial survey of the affected areas to assess the situation and to review the rescue operation. And the Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to the Chief Minister over the phone to get an update on the situation and assured all the possible assistance from the central government. The week-long Swayambhu Festival organized by Kathmandu Metropolitan ends today. The Swayambhu Festival highlighted the historical, cultural and the religious significance of the Swayambhu, a UNESCO heritage site in Nepal. It is the sacred pilgrimage site for the Buddhists. The festival promotes the local products, local food, art, culture and tourism and aims to boost the tourism potential of the Swayambhu area. The festival themed The Pride of Ancestors, Nepali Glory, features the cultural performances, the traditional art exhibitions, indigenous cuisine, the health camps, blood donations, Ranjanta script writing and the face painting activities. In cricket, South Africa has secured a place in the Champions Trophy 2025 semi-finals with a dominant 7-wickets win against England in Karachi. Opting to bat first, England were bowled out for 179 runs in 38.2 overs. For South Africa, Marco Jansen and Mulder claimed 3 wickets each. South Africa comfortably surpassed the target of 180 runs and securing 181 for 3 in only 29 for 0.1 overs. India and New Zealand were into the knockout stages from Group A, while the South Africa joined Australia and progressing from Group B. In WPL 2025 T20, Delhi Capitals beat Royal Challengers Bangalore with 9 wickets in M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.